Hi, everybody. It's Joe Hu, the Joe Hu Show here on BBS Radio. For those of you new to the show, Joe Hu is a voice natural direct sensitive. What's that? What's the form of intuition? For some reason, every time I hear a voice, I start to see things behind my eyes, past, present, future. Been doing it my whole life, ever since I can remember. And, of course, everybody has intuition. You know, it's different degrees and different ways of information coming to people. And, you know, some people are good doctors, some people are good lawyers, and I'm pretty good at this. We're taking your calls tonight at area code for the USA is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And for our friends in Canada, it is 1-888-810-8322. Or again, 888-810-8322. And we also have a direct line, and that is area code 530-876-3222. Okay? Now, like I said, Joe, who is a voice natural direct. And, you know, the ability has been on both sides of my family. I was raised by very spiritual people, you know, and it doesn't matter. You could be spiritual or non-spiritual, or you don't think you're non-spiritual, or you think you're non-spiritual, but trust me, you are, whether you believe it or not. You are, you know, because we're all spiritual beings trying to understand what it's like to be human. And it's not easy. I mean, look around you today, you know. But when I hear a person's voice, I start to see things behind my eyes. It's kind of like reading a teleprompter. And that's about the best way I can explain it, because I've done television, you know, and I remember the first time I ever did a TV show, and I'm watching the host, you know, reading the news, wherever it was. It was a daytime show, and I'm looking at this teleprompter, and I go, oh, that's pretty cool. That's how he's reading it. And he's got these papers in his hand. Well, he's not reading the papers in his hand. They're basically blank. There might be some notes for him, but he's reading the teleprompter, and there's a person in another room, and their whole job for that whole time, you know, 8 hours, whatever they do it, is adjust the speed of the teleprompter. You know, what a great job. You sit there and turn a knob, you know, but you got to pay attention to what the guy is reading. But anyway, that's how the information comes to me. And information comes to people in a lot of different ways. Some people it comes in dreams, okay? Some people are clear audio. They hear things. Some people, you know, hold on to things, psychometry, and they can tell by holding on to the object. There's all different types of... And people who read tarot, I'll give you an example. People who read tarot, you know, the cards are... The focus point, in other words, you know, they're the person who does the tarot shuffles the cards, and the person who reads them, you know, is not only interpreting the cards, but it's the intuition that they have that allows the cards to do what they do. So it's, basically, these are just focal points for people. And when you call in tonight, all I'm asking you to do is give me your first name, the month of your birth, and where you're calling from. Those are three things I can hear where I can actually, you know, tell you about you. Hi, caller, you're on with Joe.
Hi, Joe. This is Dee. My
Hi,
birth
Dee.
Month is April, and I'm from North Carolina.
Okay. We talked before.
Yes, we have.
Okay. And interestingly, right now, you know, there's a great pulling. Somebody's pulling your left arm and somebody's pulling your right arm. So you have a decision that you're going back and forth on making. Okay, and that's part of the thing I see about you. And the other thing is you get in the middle of situations I don't think you ever intend to get in the middle of.
Right.
Okay. And I don't know if you're I call you the inadvertent mediator. <You know>? Anyway, what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I had spoken to you before about a move up to Montreal, Canada, which you said was a really good idea for
right.
us, which we're in the process of trying to get the move together to make right now, and every possible problem that can arise is arising. And I wanted to see if things are going to smooth out.
Oh, they will, but you know what's fine? You know, that's not what bothers me. What bothers me is something's trying to hold you there. All right. When you have problems like, you know, it's like some people say, oh, God, what a smooth transition. Something is trying to hold you there, and I'm trying to figure out what that is. And that's not a really healthy issue. So, you know, yes, it'll smooth out, and, you know, when you leave, run and don't look back.
Right.
Okay? But I think that may be a person. It may be tied to an individual.
Oh, okay.
Okay? But if it is, it would have to be a pretty powerful person.
Okay.
Okay? But envy can be very powerful, too.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any advice as to how I can help it to go much smoother?
Absolutely. First of all, a couple things you can do. You can actually visualize a flame of protection around your home and the people in it. Okay.
Okay.
So that runs smooth. And you bring down the white light. You know, the center, God's white light. You just visualize it around you. And
okay.
And if you feel any kind of negativity, you know, you just make the statement to yourself, you know, from me back to thee, whoever is putting it forward to you, you're just sending it back. Doesn't matter if you know who it is or not, you know, from me back to thee,
okay.
And you should be able to feel it. It'll be a heaviness.
Oh, it's already here. I can
yeah.
feel it.
And has your temper been flaring too?
Yes, it's been an emotional roller coaster for me.
Yeah.
And I actually had done a lot of emotional work and cleaned my emotions up very, very well, but now everything's flooding.
Who have you come in contact with in the past 10 days that's a very strong-willed person?
Nobody physically.
No, I
don't know if maybe it's my daughter's mother-in-law. She's having a lot of problems with her in Canada right now. And I don't know if it's her who's...
No. It would be someone where you're at.
I have no family here. I have no one here.
All right. There's no one you talk to there.
No.
Interesting.
No, there really isn't.
Okay, so did you say your mother-in-law? What did you say, your daughter's mother-in-law? Wait, your mother-in-law?
Yeah, hurt my daughter's mother-in-law. Yeah.
And giving who problems?
Her. Giving her serious problems. Making all of this. She doesn't want her son married to my daughter.
Ah.
She has been causing so many
problems. So she doesn't want you up there?
No, she doesn't want me up there. She doesn't want any of this to happen.
Okay. All right, well, that's very strong to be there. Okay? It has to be someone you came in contact with or the negativity of that person. Here's another thing you do, and this may sound really silly. Do you remember, did you ever hear of something called bazooka bubblegum? Remember that really bright pink bubblegum?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
If you remember that stuff, well, visualize this woman in a pink bubble.
Okay.
And there's a specific reason for that. You know, pink is a very disarming color. It's a very protective color. In prisons, okay, they use the color pink. They realize, you know, there's a lot of psychology in color. And pink, for some reason, people fight less.
Okay.
There's less aggression in pink. A lot of prisons have pink walls in certain areas. And they've been proven out over the years. So what you do is you picture her in a pink bubble, and you visualize a flame of protection around your daughter, and you tell her to do the same thing, and you visualize a white light path from you to there, and also a flame of protection around your home. You have to visualize this, not imagine, you have to visualize it. And the best time to do it is in the evening when you try to calm your brain down, but you can't lately because all the stuff is running through your mind. So you have to try and clear that first.
Yeah.
It'll happen. But, you know, and you're determined, you know. You're a very strong-willed lady. Don't succumb to this.
Okay.
This is definitely an outside influence, you know. People don't realize how much they affect other people. Distance has nothing to do with it.
Right.
You see?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what. If it still continues, today's Tuesday. If by next Tuesday, or even Wednesday next week, you know, it doesn't seem to be any kind of alleviation, or it seems to be worse, call my office, and then I will intercede on your behalf.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
And my office number is on my website. My website is just www.johu, it's all one word, johu.com.
Okay.
Okay, but don't give in to this. You know, you've always been a fighter, but this is something that's kind of out of the ordinary for you.
Yes, it is. Okay, well, thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
All right, keep in touch. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's a classic example. That's a classic example I'm trying to describe. You know, people, you ever hear that? I always tell people we're all connected, you know, and we are. And there are people that will you know, wish us well, and people who don't wish us well. But we're energy emanating, you know, spiritual beings. We emanate energy all the time. And what bothers me is, you know, some people always try to impress their will on other people. I mean, look around you today. The world is in a very interesting place right now. You know, our country is divided. You know, they're divided in a lot of different ways. We're divided between Democrats and Republicans, or conservatives and liberals, and God knows whatever else you want to call it. You know, but the basic rule that we should go by is, you know what, we should do what's right for us as a country. You know, the laws of cause and effect don't change. I mean, really, there's an expression, you know, throw out the door, comes in the window, and there's all kinds of phraseologies for karma. You know, and there's individual karma, there's, you know, group karma, there's town karma, city karma, state karma, country karma, and world karma. I mean, it's all interconnected. You know, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. I'm sure we all heard that phrase, you know, those types of phrases. But the most amazing thing, it happens also in the spiritual plane. Okay? You know, we absorb all we do. One of my friends does well. I'm proud of him. Why would I be jealous? What the heck does that mean? That's going to do anybody any good. But, you know, people who are envious or jealous, and they may not even be aware they're doing this, they're projecting negativity onto that person. Unfortunately, people do damage they're not even aware of. But there are those who are and do. And those people, you have to be very careful also. So, you know, it's a very complex issue. Hi, Joe. I mean, hi, caller. I'm with Joe. My lips aren't working today. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you today, Joe?
Fine. May I have your first name, please?
My name is Toby.
Oh, is it Toby?
No. Yes. And I was born in November.
Where are you calling from?
Louisville, Kentucky.
I only know, I actually have a friend named Toby I haven't talked to in 30 years.
Wow.
What's the month of your birth again?
November.
Yeah. How's the weather down in Kentucky?
Good right now, hot and dry.
Here too. Illinois. I mean, we never have this time
of
year.
You're close to home.
Huh?
You're close to home.
Yes.
Love your show.
Oh, thank you.
My question of I have trouble sleeping, and I'm wondering if you can help me. I've got two questions for you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, my first question is sleep. I don't sleep. I've not slept for a long time. I mean, I sleep, but I'm broken every night, woken up a lot.
All right, let me ask you a question. When you say you come to full consciousness?
Full consciousness.
And then you have a hard time getting back to sleep?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you sleep, what, 2-3 hours at a time?
It might be 90 minutes, yes.
Okay, and this is going on all night long?
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
You get back to sleep, or are you up for the rest of the time then?
The rest of the night.
And you nap in the daytime?
No, I do not.
So you've been working on very little sleep.
That's for a long time.
I know. And doctors say, I don't know.
Well, that's true.
You see?
That's true.
Now, it's very interesting. You're a very high-energy person. You would think you'd be a wreck by now.
You would think so.
But, you know, you're a younger soul. You're very analytical. You're very independent. No one tells you what to do. But there's a lot of different things you can do. And it's funny because did you ever go for an EEG?
I have not.
Okay. You know, it's electroencephalograph, and have any sleep pattern disturbances. Have you ever gone for... Have you ever gone for a sleep study?
I have not.
Okay. But I kind of... To be quite honest with you, I think it's a combination of things. Number one is that, you know, when something bothers you,
mm-hmm.
you can't get it out of your craw
mm-hmm.
until you see some kind of conclusion to it. Okay?
Yep.
And you can extrapolate out different scenarios to try and get a conclusion or to see a conclusion. That's something you've always done.
Right.
Okay? So I think part of that is the energy of your brain. You can't quiet it down. You're having a hard time turning down the volume of the outside world.
Absolutely.
You see? And there's a couple different ways you can do that. There's certain... I tell people... you have a pen and paper?
Yes, I do. I'm using it right now.
By the way, how's your weight been?
Great. I've lost 125 pounds.
Good for you. Now, let me ask you this. Before you lost that weight, were you just as had a hard time sleeping?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. See, I'm curious. Were you ever diagnosed as having obstructive sleep apnea?
I do not. I don't have that.
Okay, good. I want you to get this album if you can.
Mm-hmm.
The group is called Liquid Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the album I'd like you to get is called Ambience
mm-hmm.
Minimus. Don't ask me how to spell it. I'm a rotten speller. Not Maximus, but Minimus. Okay?
Minimus.
Ambience Minimus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you shower before you go to bed at night or you shower in the morning?
I do shower in the evening if I've had a hard day at work, but I shower morning usually.
Okay. I'd like you to try and shower in the evening.
Okay.
Okay, and I want you to do this for about a week.
Okay.
And, you know, I want you to know you lather up and shower and get yourself off soapy
right.
and wash your hair, whatever you do. But when you rinse off that soap, you have to visualize in your mind's eye, not imagine, visualize, that as you're washing off, you tell yourself, it's kind of a little ceremony, as you wash off, the dirt and the grime from the day, you're also washing out to negativity.
True.
Okay? Let me ask you something. Because you have a lack of sleep, does it affect your judgment? Because I don't see that.
No, I'm okay with the judgment. I'm good.
Yeah. It's just amazing to me because people who sleep is... So in the course of an evening, what do you say? You sleep 3 hours?
I might sleep 3 hours to 4.
Okay. I have never slept more than 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's a good night for me, 6.
What?
That's a very good night for me.
Yeah, to have 6. But I've never slept more than 6. You know, usually 5 or 6, and I've been doing that for years.
Awesome.
And unless I'm sick, if I'm sick, I'll sleep more. If you're ill, will you sleep longer?
Turn the heat up more.
Turn the heat up more.
Time.
But, you know, it's really funny. It has to do with your biology. It has a lot to do with it. But I think it's another thing, too, is that stresses of the day.
Yes.
All right. I think that's the biggest problem of all.
That's leading me to my next question.
All right. Well, let me finish.
Yes.
It's the stresses of the day because you can't let it... You know, once it's in your craw or you got it in your liver, you won't calm down until you find a resolution for it.
Okay.
And there may be several resolutions. In other words, you know, it's like a scenario. You go back and forth on different decisions and different paths to take. It's very analytical what you do.
Uh-huh.
And it's very hard to calm your mind down when that's in your head. And it'll affect, you know, when you sleep, you know, I don't know if you know this or not. When you sleep, you know, you get into certain stages of sleep, REM sleep, you know, all these things. And any voluntary muscle you have, if it wasn't for your subconscious mind, you'd die. I mean, because your breathing is
right.
voluntary. So when you sleep, your subconscious takes over and continues your breathing. When you're under a lot of stress or a lot of things are in your head, the subconscious mind and the conscious mind come in contact at that time,
mm-hmm.
and it can cause a lot of, you know, wake problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I think basically, another thing that could really help you, there's two things that could help you. One would be biofeedback.
Okay.
Okay, and the other one would be hypnotherapy.
Okay, and I have used that, and I do use that.
So, you know, and I think the biofeedback... would be much better. And you know, and they used to practice a lot. They used to practice it more widely than they do today because it worked. So instead of having to take a pill, you know, you can get some biofeedback. And basically, what it does is teaches you 6 months of Zen meditation in about 2 weeks.
Right. Pills didn't work for me, so
okay.
The meditation does work.
Yes.
Okay. Now my
because you're focusing
was,
on something else.
Yes, sir. And going 90 miles an hour usually.
Right.
Leading to my next question is my current job is ending, and I was curious if the next project is going to work.
Let me ask you this: are you in a supervisory position?
I am. Well, I guess I am, but it's not a paid position. But yes, I direct the people that I work with.
Okay, because you know that's what you do. You're good at doing that.
Yeah.
Why don't you get paid for that?
The way the setup is for where I work, which was for a favor for a friend, and won't do this again.
Oh.
My question is, will Venezuela, our project with Venezuela, will that work?
The project in Venezuela, will it work?
Mm-hmm. It's a housing deal. We're working on a deal for...
Oh, okay. You know what's funny? There's going to be a lot of little steps between here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if it's done right, yes. If it's done wrong, no. And the reason why I say that, which you say, well, that's a common answer, no. Because they have to... The people who are trying to do this in Venezuela, they may have to go against their beliefs just to placate the people they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. In other words, they have to agree with them politically and socially.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, they won't get it. And it's, I know it sounds very bizarre, but that's exactly what it's going to do. You know? And the sad part about it is that it'll go through, but it may not be as lucrative as they think it's going to be.
Okay.
And I'm kind of, you know, and I'm kind of curious about that.
Me too. Time will tell here.
What?
Only time will tell here. I appreciate your time, Joe.
Oh, you listen. I'm being honest with you. I do not think it's going to be as lucrative. I think it's more headaches than it's worth in the long run.
Headaches. Okay.
Okay.
That'll be good. So.
And if you try to explain that to them, they're not going to. Some of these people you're dealing with have heads. You know, they're hard headed.
Right. They are.
You know, they got sawdust between their ears. Oh, I know everything. Well, unfortunately, it's going to come around. That's what you're laughing because it's true.
Why don't you
put your feelers out for something different?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
I'm working on another project myself, moving
good.
To the country away from the town.
Yeah, because, you know, you're a younger soul. Younger souls are independent people. They usually run things. They're good at keeping things in order.
Yes.
You know? And when you make your job or your career personal, that's where you got to watch.
Very true.
That's where you'll have problems.
Very true. Thank you.
You'll come through this. You'll come through this. But I think, basically, I don't see any biochemical imbalances in you. You know? I don't see really poor health at all. I see remarkably good health for the fact of getting not very much sleep.
Yes,
you know,
good in that way.
And the only thing that fatigues you is your eyes.
My eyes, excellent. I am having trouble with my eyes.
Yeah, that's the only thing I see that bothers you. When's the last time you had them checked?
Too long.
Why don't you go see an ophthalmologist, not an optometrist.
I'm going very soon.
Okay, but not an optometrist, a regular ophthalmologist.
Ophthalmologist, yes.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my.
You see, it's really quite amazing. As spiritual beings, the abilities that we have. You know, my last caller, I mean, she can't sleep, but yet she functions remarkably well. If it was me, I'd be a wreck. But some people require more sleep than others. There are people I know that sleep on 4 hours, but they'll catnap during the day, you know, which I can't do. It drives me up a wall. If I catnap during the day, all of a sudden, I can't do it. I don't have the time to do it, plus I don't want to do it. And in her case, it's basically a lot of outside influences. The fact that, you know, she runs these scenarios through her mind because she's basically overloaded. And that plays on her. But that's the way she's always been. You know, she always tries to find the answer and the path to take. You see, sometimes just let it come as it happens. You know, just let it be and see what happens. You know, that's what free will is all about. Take a chance. But I think part of your problem or her problem is the fact of the situation she's in. And I think she needs to make a change there. You know, but because of because we're people and because we're just normal human beings, at least most of us are, you know, we don't take into account just how we affect our surroundings and people around us. And I don't mean, you know, we have the way we affect them, you know, by just, you know, talking to them and interacting on a normal basis. But, you know, there's a much deeper effect that we make on other people that a lot of us are not aware of. I'm sure a lot of us are, don't misunderstand me. But there are those of us who aren't, you know. I'll give an example. I had a lady come to me for an appointment, and she was looking for, you know, someone coming into her life. And I told her what I saw in the past. She always, you know, if the good guy was on the right side, she'd look on the left side. She always went for the underdog, all right? And the most amazing thing about that was, you know, all those relationships never worked. So I says, you know, the one that doesn't appeal to you, why doesn't it appeal to you? well, he's too nice. Okay, fine. So where did you get the, what in your mind tells you that the nice guy is going to be right for you, but the underdog is? Because she grew up feeling herself an underdog. So I had to pull her out of that and try to make her see that. And it was amazing. Now, I told her when this guy was going to be coming into her life, and I said, but you tell that to no one. You can tell anybody about the reading, but not that one part of what date and what to look for. And she asked me why. I said, because you might go to one of your friends and tell them, they'll go, oh, to your friends. I said, well, good for you, Helen. And then you walk away and they'll say, oh, right, you should be so lucky. Boom. They're setting up blocks. They're inadvertently projecting the block. And people do that inadvertently and not even realizing they do it. Hi, Carl, you're on with Joe.
Hi, Joe. This is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
Great.
Good. The month of your birth?
June.
And you're calling from where?
South Dakota.
Oh, okay. South Dakota?
Yes.
That's an amazing place.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. There's something very familiar about you, Jeannie.
I've called before.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway, so what you need tonight?
I've been having a pain in my stomach.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to tell me you had a pain in your fanny and said your husband.
Yeah, I have that, too.
Okay. All right, you have a pain in your stomach. Go ahead, lower track. It's actually a little bit below your stomach, isn't it?
Actually, it's on the right side, about the middle of my stomach.
And you're talking about behind the ribs or below the ribs?
Below the ribs.
You see, that's the lower side. Okay.
Okay.
So how long have you been having this?
A couple months, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you been to a doctor?
Yes, they did an ultrasound today and blood work yesterday and didn't see anything.
No. Well, the blood work wouldn't come back in a day.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure they didn't get the blood results back, did they?
Well, I don't know. They just left me a message tonight and said that everything looks okay, but I'm supposed to call him tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll give him a call tomorrow. You know, sometimes when you have that pain, you know, they did an ultrasound, right?
Yes.
Okay. The probably next thing you might want to do is an MRI. I see an irritation between where the stomach meets whatever the stomach is attached to. You know, at the bottom, you know, like the drain on the sink, it's attached to colon, I guess that is.
Okay.
I see an irritation there. And believe it or not, I think it's a viral thing, but it's irritating the lining, which might be doing a little bit of damage.
Okay, what would fix it?
Well, first of all, diet would fix it, okay, number one, would help it anyway. And milk is not good for you.
Okay.
Okay. You have to avoid acidic foods.
Okay.
You know, and believe it or not, you have to avoid chocolate for a while.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Okay. All right. I mean, I know, but you have to avoid chocolate for a while. And the caffeine you have to be careful of.
Okay.
All right. No carbonated drinks for a while. I'd rather see you drink, like if you can get an apricot nectar, not, you know, not orange juice or grapefruit juice, but apricot nectar.
Okay.
All right. But I kind of think, I'm more curious of what caused this irritation in the first place. You know, I'm concerned about that.
So it's probably my diet?
Could be your diet. It could be a little bit of stress, but, you know, you don't get that kind of stress. You know? I mean, you're the kind of lady, you get angry, you let it out. You don't really hold things in that much.
That's true.
You know, you're pretty much black and white. So you like him, you like him, you don't, you don't. Pet poop. You know, who cares?
That's
you know?
Right.
But that's right. So it's not coming from there. That's what's concerning me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's only one other possibility, and I don't want to look at it because I don't see it, so I'm not even going to bring it up. But if they find nothing there, they might put you on a restrictive diet for a while to try and heal it up. And, you know, the stuff they might give you some antacid medications and stuff. You can take them, but there's things you can do on your own for that.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a doctor by any means. I'm not. But I you know, my curiosity is the fact that, you know, whatever stress you have in your life or had in your life, you deal with it well. You don't hold things in, you know?
No,
you,
I don't.
You know, you don't walk around with 10 pounds of garbage in a 5-pound bag. It's not your style. You see, and I'm curious as to where this is coming from. The fact is that the lower part of the stomach I'm a little concerned about. Right?
Okay.
Now, an ultrasound, you know, can only show them certain things. But what bothers me a lot, most of all about this, is that it's not a good situation that this is happening, number one. Number two, you can try and help alleviate it, but I'm concerned around what's on the outside of the area. I know that sounds bizarre, but I'm trying to figure out what that is I'm seeing. You know?
Yeah.
Did they do an ultrasound just of your stomach?
Yes.
Okay. They might, if they want to do an MRI, if they want to do magnetic resonance imaging,
uh-huh.
Tell them you want that stomach, but you want them also to go higher.
Okay.
And to, a little bit to the left also.
Okay.
Okay. Because there's something I'm seeing there, and I don't know if it's, sometimes it's phantom pain. You know, your stomach may be hurting, but the problem may be not there.
Okay, well, it mostly hurts if I, you know, and when he was pushing on my stomach, it hurt, and otherwise I just kind of tried to ignore it because it's not real bad. It's just kind of annoying.
Yeah, you know, and the fact that he pushes on it, you know, the first thing he thought was intermuscular, you know, like something in the muscle, or the lining. I mean, under the muscle is like a sheath before you get into the, you know, the organs.
Uh-huh.
But it's an irritation. It tends to, and I'm seeing a viral thing, but it seems that, you know, it's there, but also a little bit higher to the left.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking at you, and it's my left, your right, your left, okay?
Yeah.
I think it'll get better, but there's something I want them, you know, if they do the MRI, just have them take a look there, too.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay. And like I said, the chocolate. Oh, and by the way, do you eat beef?
Sometimes.
How do you eat it? Rare, medium rare?
No, well done.
Good for you. Do not eat anything rare or medium rare.
Yeah, no, I don't eat it that way.
And so the foods that I want you to avoid chocolate a little bit. Acidic foods, I want you to avoid those. And you should get yourself some really good antioxidants.
Okay.
And some vitamin E.
Vitamin E.
Yeah, at least 400 units a day. Natural vitamin E, not the synthetic.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
But
I just had one other quick question.
Yes.
My cat of 12 years just died,
okay.
And I have another cat that's like 13 years old.
Uh-huh.
Do you think I should get another cat for him? Do you think he's lonesome?
No.
He's just fine just by himself.
He's fine by himself.
Okay.
You know, and here's another thing. If you bring another kitty cat, that cat's going to be very insecure.
Okay.
You know, the cat that passed away, what was the cat's name?
Abby.
And Abby was 12?
Yes.
And this cat's name is what?
This is Skylar.
Skylar's a stitch.
Yes.
If you bring another cat in, you know, Skylar would not like it.
Okay.
Because, you know, how long ago did the other cat pass away?
How long what?
How long did the other, how long ago was it that Abby passed away?
Last week on my birthday.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't long ago.
No.
I want you to, when you're sitting in, you know, in the evening or watching TV and does Skylar stay by you?
Yes.
Watch Skylar. Observe Skylar.
Yeah, he's been closer to me now that Abby's gone. He's
right, but you're going to see, Skylar's going to see Abby.
Okay, well, I figured Abby's still here.
She's gone. She'll be back. You know, just like people, animals make transition also.
Oh, uh-huh.
But you'll see, Skylar will let you know that Abby pops in.
Okay.
And Skylar will look right at her.
Okay.
And it sounds funny, but just observe her. I mean, observe Skylar.
I felt like brushes against my leg and that, and nothing's there, so I figured it was Abby.
Yeah, that could be, definitely. But, you know, was Skylar in the room when that happened?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, was he looking?
I didn't notice, but
that's kind of what I'm thinking. Be aware.
Okay.
All right, but yeah, if you bring another kitty cat for Skylar, I don't think at his age, he doesn't, you know. Kids are great, but when you're a grandma, kids are cool, but they go home at night.
Yes, I am, and it's great.
Okay.
Home. Okay, thanks,
and,
Joe.
And like I said, you know, let me know what he finds. He wants you to call him tomorrow? The doctor?
Yes.
Yeah, let me know what he says.
Okay, I will.
My phone number is on my website to my office, and it's 815-498-9065.
Okay, great,
because
got
there's
it.
Something, yeah, there's something I want to tell you, but I won't tell you on the air.
Okay.
All right,
thanks.
Thanks.
You, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're taking your call tonight at 877-876-5227 for the people in the United States, and for our friends in Canada, it is 888-810-8322. Those are toll-free numbers, and we have a direct line, which is 530-876-3222. Again, for those of you tuning in, this is Joe Hu, and no, it's not my real name. I got to tell you a little cute story, though. It's kind of funny. I was given the name years and years ago, all right, as Joe Hu, and I've been on radio and television for over 20 years. But I got some mail the other day, and it was for one of these dish, you know, television services. You know, I don't think I know I've got cable, so I don't know. But anyway, it was one for one of these dishes, and it was all in Korean. You know, it was all in Korean. I'm thinking, why would they send this to me? Because they thought Hu was like a Korean name. It's Joe Hu, W-H-O. Joe Hu, you know? I thought it was the first time that's ever happened to me in years and years and years, and I thought it was kind of neat. So I saved it. I'm going to save that and frame that. I think it's pretty neat. But anyway, you know, as people in situations, and right now, you know, we're living in very interesting times. You know, and I'm sure you've heard all this stuff, you know, that pole shifting and you know, a new era coming, the Mayan calendar 2012, and yada, yada, yada. There's all these different things and all these different opinions, okay? One thing I can tell you all is that there's an unprecedented number of souls on this planet right now, and we're here to witness something. Okay? Of course there's going to be a transition. Of course you're going to be entering into a new era. All right? But the old has got to be shed. And I think the negativity has got to be shed. What I personally believe is that everybody has a certain amount of intuition. You know, I mean, some are better at it than other people. But I think what people are going to do is they're going to have, all of a sudden, they're going to wake up one day with a remarkable ability of heightened perception to discern what's real and what isn't. And I think that's part of what the new era is going to be. And it's already happening now. You know, I mean, you hear all this stuff on the news. What do you believe? If you believe everything on the news you hear on television, please, give me a break. You know, we're not being told a lot of different truths. And people are, they know they're not. You know, and you, that number is growing. There's still some that sit in front of whatever and say, okay, well, it's got to be true. I just heard it on TV. You know, but the ability to discern, not just because of your intelligence, but the feeling you get, there's something that doesn't feel right. You know, that's going to be growing in everybody. And that's going to be very interesting. And it started probably around 1999. And it's been growing by leaps and bounds. Hi, caller, I'm with Joe.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine. I have your first name.
Veronica.
And the month only of your birth?
May.
And you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Bellingham, Washington.
Oh, okay. Veronica, you're an old soul. You're an old soul, which means you're emotionally and creatively motivated. You got a temper, but you can't hold a grudge, you know? And sometimes you think you keep things inside. Sometimes a little bit too much.
Right?
You keep too many things inside.
Aha.
Okay? You're better now than you were, but you still do. And the funny thing about that is that as you progress in your life, your patience to hold it in is getting less and less, which is good, because I don't want you to keep holding that stuff in.
Okay.
Okay? And you're at a freer time in your life in a more emotional way than you were before.
Yeah, I think that's true, actually. Thanks.
That is true. It's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
Great.
Okay, you have a question?
I sure do. I know a young couple, and they're going to Montana because he screwed up some years ago and has been hiding from an old legal case.
Uh-huh.
And he's going back to Montana tomorrow. They're going to do a screaming rush into Montana, go to court, and come back. And we're praying that he will be totally exonerated.
Wait a minute. How long was he gone?
He was away, I guess, 5-6 years.
Okay. Well, 7 years of statute of limitations.
Okay.
Okay. So he decided to go there and get it over with?
Well, he got caught. So his best friend turned...
Well, okay. Why didn't you say that? I kind of figured there was something going on here.
His best friend turned him in.
His best friend turned him in?
Yeah, but the best thing about it is that he's no longer hiding, so...
Yeah, I know.
I just try to be of the high... See, the thing is, of the higher consciousness, it's like, what's the best thing for this kid? I don't think doing jail time because you were in a huge row when you were 18 years old and nutty in a fruitcake.
No, they're not going to put him in jail.
Okay, good.
They're not going to put him in jail. Where in Montana is he going to go?
Butte.
Oh, he's going to Butte, Montana?
Yeah.
I got a buddy that just moved out there.
Really?
I got a friend that moved to Missoula.
I love Missoula.
I love Montana.
Yeah.
And he was 18. And what's his name, this gentleman?
Jerry.
And the month of his birth, you know?
June.
Okay.
No, July, I'm sorry.
Okay, you know, see, here's the interesting thing. He's an old soul, but he's a very, very stubborn man.
Yes, he is.
Okay. I mean, he could hold on to something for a long, long time. He can hold a grudge. He's got the capacity to hold a grudge for 20 years if he wants to.
Huh.
I think the fact he got caught at first really made him angry, but then I think he was remarkably relieved.
Good, yeah. Because this hiding business is not good for a person.
What?
This hiding business is
the stress, the emotional stress of that, mm-hmm. you know, is bad, and you always feel like you're always being watched. That's crazy. That's what, you know, that makes you paranoid.
He was very paranoid, but I think he's coming out of it. Do you see that? And can you also take a look at his girlfriend?
But listen, he's not going to spend jail time.
Good, thank you.
Okay, and he wasn't the only one involved in this.
No.
You know, give me a break.
But the thing is, when you run.
Well, of course, when you run, yeah.
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, when you run, yeah. You know, there's an old adage when you commit a crime, if you're a rich man, you write a book about it. If you're a poor man, they throw the book at you.
Yeah, wasn't that what they wrote Les Miserables about?
That's right. Smart lady. What's his girlfriend's name?
Bryna, B-R-Y-N-N-A.
And do you know the month of her birth?
Yeah, it's September.
Okay. Well, first of all, they're both younger souls, which is good. They're both analytical. Okay. See, that gentleman you're talking about, what's his first name?
Jerry.
Jerry could do very, he could have done very well in business.
Okay.
You know, and the fact that that part of his life, the running and, you know, always looking over his shoulder, I think kind of, you know, and he tried to get around that. He tried to lead pretty much a normal life, you know, but now that when this is all said and done, it'll be over with and he'll be fine.
Okay.
Bryna is also a very strong-willed girl.
Yes, she is.
Okay. You've got to tell him. You've got to tell them both. Are you good friends with these people?
Yes, I am.
All right. You know, they're both younger souls. First of all, they need time to be with themselves, by themselves, for themselves. Younger souls need that quiet time. Younger souls don't like, they don't necessarily need a bunch of people around to be happy. They got one or two good friends, they're fine. She cannot be his parent. She has to be his mate and his partner.
Hmm.
Because she comes across sometimes parental.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the only thing that concerns me.
Okay.
You don't see that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
Time to get, you know, you need to get somebody else's perspective periodically.
Yeah. You know, she's a good person.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little bit too bossy, I guess, if I want to put it in plain English.
Yeah.
You know?
Be harsh.
Right. And the sad part about it is that's a fast way to push somebody away. And you know, if she's going to try and close him off from his friends or this, that, and the other, or isolate him from this, you know, I always get a kick out of people who tell me, oh, I like him, but I don't like this about him, or I like her, and I don't like this about her, but I'll change him. No. You know what? If you don't think you're going to change anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I've seen cases of people absorbing other people.
Hmm.
I mean, I've seen that, where all of a sudden they become an extension of the person they're with. That's not what it's meant to be.
Right.
No, so if you... If
but you think
you,
they can like, make it through this, huh?
Pardon me?
You think they can make it through this?
Yeah, if he knows about this and they discuss this beforehand, yeah. If not, then this marriage won't be long-term.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for your show.
Well, thank you so much.
Good work. Bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. If you're interested in getting in touch with me, you can call my office at area code 815-498-9065 or go to my internet site, which is joewho.com. I also want to take this time to thank BBS Radio for giving me an opportunity to talk to you. And I find that, so you know, it's the new era. You know, I mean, gosh, look what happened to regular radio. It's like, you know, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, our call-in lines here tonight for the United States toll-free is 877-876-5227. And for our friends in Canada, it is 1-888-810-8322. And we do have a direct line also, which is 530-876-3222. There. Whew, got them all out now. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 numbers. But you know what's amazing? You know, we all want the same things. We're just basically people trying to get through life, you know, trying to just get along, just trying to, you know, not have too many negative inputs around us. But unfortunately, there's so much input that we're given every day. I mean, there's just, everything is thrown at us. It's amazing. I mean, everything. Commercials, you know, buy this, take that, take this pill, take that pill. You know, in Europe, they think that it's actually obscene that we run commercials on TV for medications, for, you know, pills. And some of those are actually funny. So, oh, it can help you. And they say, do not take it if you're this. Can cause this, this, and this. You know, and they try to make the negative sound so, you know, kind of like passive in a way. You know, whenever you see a commercial or whenever you see things like that, you know, there's a bunch of industrial psychologists that sit around and try to design these things so to make it more appealing to people. That's from everything you see on television. Even the color of packages of cigarettes and products. There's a lot, you know, it's amazing how we're manipulated sometimes in a subliminal way we're not even aware of.
Hmm.
Hi, you're on with Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Rosemary from the Chicago area.
Hi, Rosemary. The month of your birth?
July.
You're from Chicago area?
Yep.
Oh, where about? In Chicago itself or outside?
Out of the burbs.
Oh, okay.
Halfway between Milwaukee and Chicago.
Oh, there you go. Well, I grew up in Chicago, and then I moved a little bit outside the city.
Oh, it's really lovely. The
by
weather
60
here has
miles
been
outside the city. You know, my mom still lives by, and in fact, my mom just lives east of O'Hare Airport.
Oh, good.
You know, and she's 85.
Mm-hmm.
And she still drives. She's
mm-hmm.
4'9" now. Don't forget, she's a little Italian lady. You know her nickname is Meatball. My mother can roll faster than she can run. But she still drives. She's still sharp as a tack, you know. And she cracks me up. She called me up the other day yelling at me because I didn't do something. I don't know, you know.
Well, that's okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry. What was the month of your birth again?
July.
Okay. You're definitely an old soul, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You've calmed down a lot in the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've let go of some really interesting things that you've held on to for such a long time.
Ooh, yes, please, amen.
Yes, amen. And don't you feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. What do you want to know tonight?
I had a really cool...
You know what, before I forget, it took you a long time to make that decision.
Yeah, I believe that righteousness is the number one killer of reason.
Well, that's a good way of putting it. I never quite heard that way. You know? Say that again.
Righteousness is the number one killer of reason.
I got to remember that one. Okay, what do you need to know? That's a good one. I like that.
I had a really cool experience tonight. I was standing in my neighbor's backyard looking up, and she had the backdrop of the entire sky over her head.
Uh-huh.
She's on the second story.
All right.
And just chatting like neighbors do, and all of a sudden I started to see a shimmer of white light standing about, maybe 2 feet out from for her. And then I said, okay, no problem. Then I started to see colors.
Gee whiz.
Gee, she had some pinks. She's a very loving person. Lots of blue, some greens, and a lot of, but I did, they weren't like, you know, you put them with crayons.
Uh-huh.
But they were just kind of like vaporous, almost pastel.
Is this the first time this ever happened to you?
Yeah.
You've never had this happen before?
Not that way. I mean, I've been, you know, working, and I've just seen the colors. Like when someone's working on an emotional issue, they'll flash orange.
Okay.
But
you're basically seeing auras.
What?
You're seeing a combination of things. You're seeing auras and energy fields.
I like
that.
That
is not as common as people think it is.
Okay,
you're seeing both.
I need to see both to get it done.
Well, yeah, but normally people can either see energy fields or they can see auras. And if they tell me the same thing, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're not. Energy fields have a brilliance to them, and they flash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, auras tend to be more, you know, as the color goes out, tends to, you know, change and kind of blend into another color.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like pasteling into different colors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the energy field, and when they're combined too, it makes for some spectacular viewing.
Good.
Now, did you know this lady?
I've known her as a neighbor for about 4 or 5 years.
And when you saw that, what came into you? What did you pick up? What did you perceive?
First thought was, dear God, if I'm seeing what I'm seeing, thank you and amen.
Okay.
And the next thought was, my, is she a nice woman?
Right. Now, is that because of what you felt, or what you looked at logically?
That's what I saw, and that's what I saw.
That's what you felt.
And that's what I felt.
That's your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know, and it's amazing. Now, the funny thing about this is that ability has been put on hold for a long, long time. As a little girl, you were extremely perceptive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your family was—you grew up different. You know, you had a different childhood. Let's just say that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know. And I think that you were held down way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got in situations that just took a lot of your energy,
mm-hmm.
that prevented you from blooming. So now you're blooming, and now it's gonna start coming out, like when you know the little hole in the dike leads to the flood. You know,
wow.
And it's going to come flooding through. So don't be overwhelmed by it. You're gonna be remarkably fascinated by it.
Oh, I'm just looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to being able to sit down and have rational conversations with the pets in the household.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. In fact, I live next door. The lady next door to me has got 15 acres. I've got 5. She's got 15. She's got 5 horses. One of these horses is, I'm his human. I never met him before. I mean, I moved out here, you know, I built a house, and I remember coming up, we put a driveway because it was just 5 acres. And all of a sudden, this horse comes running over the fence, and I kind of got startled. And he's looking at me, and he's making noises, putting his head up and down. So, and my buddy says, I think he wants to say hi to him. I says, okay. So I walked up, and I go, how you doing, you know? And all of a sudden, he licks me in the face. And it's a Tennessee Walker, a 1,400-pound horse,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I was just blown away by it. And I sat back, and I go, and looked at him. He's looking at me. Then he wanted me to scratch him, and I did. The lady next door came out and says, hi, I'm so-and-so, and this is my, you know, and I said, hi, I'm building a house in the area. And she said, well, this is Buddy, and he really likes you. I go, yeah, why? She says, I don't know. It's the Buddy likes you. Well, every day, if I don't say hi to Buddy on the way outside, he gets upset. And I went up to him one day and said, why do you like me so much? You know, he won't let the other horses near me.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and got him some carrots. You know, I figured I'm, you know, and I did that periodically. And I give him carrots, and the horses, the other horses, there's two other big ones and two little ones. You know, the what do you call miniatures?
Mm-hmm.
And he would, you know, put his ear back and turn his head, and they'd run back. I said, I looked at him and said, buddy, if you don't let me give them a carrot or two, I'm not going to give you any more because it makes me look bad. And he looked at me. So I called, you know, the other two over, and he, you know, and I said, I'm telling you, I won't give you any more. So then I gave him a carrot, and then he put his head over the fence by me, and he wouldn't even look at him. So I walked over to the other ones. It was Fame and Frocker, the other two, and I gave them carrots, and the little ones, I don't know their names, I gave them carrots.
Mm-hmm.
So he let me do that one time. He lets me do that only one time each time. Because that's enough.
Okay.
You know. So, but we have connections to things. We have connections to anything sentient.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And what you should try and do is, you know, you're up toward, between Illinois and Wisconsin, you said?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of forest preserves out there, you know. Just, you know, go in there one day, you know, take a ride in there on a nice sunny day, and, you know, there's picnic benches or whatever around there. Just sit down and look and observe, especially
okay.
in the early morning, if you have the opportunity to do that.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean,
okay.
If you ever want an experiment in ego and value.
Uh-huh.
Walk into a barn with 5 pounds of organic carrots. And while your carrots are with you and not in the horses' tummies, you are the most popular man in that barn.
Oh, I understand that. But, I mean, Buddy was like that before I even had carrots. I mean, you know, I just started getting the carrots because I didn't know I could feed them carrots, you know. And I even asked her. She said, oh, carrots are okay. Apples are okay, but you got, you know, not too many. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whenever, you know, if I go shopping and they've got carrots on sale, I'll buy 2 pounds because they'll eat those 2 pounds in a matter of minutes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, but even if I don't have carrots, he just wants me to say hello to him, and he gets upset if I don't.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to the blossoming of some of these abilities.
Absolutely. And you need to start to keep a journal.
Journal?
Yes.
Okay.
And this journal isn't for any day mundane things. This journal is for the things metaphysically that are coming to you.
Okay, so just I could put a journal on the computer and just add to it as I went through.
You could do that. But if you, like I say, if you're out and about, you should keep a little something, even a little something you can talk into, because by the time you get home, the feeling is going to change.
Okay. We'll
okay.
do that.
It's important to write it down after the event, because it's fresh in your mind, because and there'll be a whole lot of things that you'll experience.
Wow.
Is that cool?
Cool. I thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, it's refreshing to talk to you.
Thank you so much. And I have a website, which is johu.com.
Thank you.
It's all one word, johu.com, all right?
Thank you.
All right, keep me posted.
Okay, bye.
All right, you're gonna see, you got some. You know what's funny? You're going to start seeing other things, too, and you're not losing your mind.
God.
Trust me, you're not. I've been doing this since I was a little boy. You know, you're not. All right?
No, I don't think I will lose anything. I just
no, but it's opening up a door that's been closed for years, that's
yes.
been screaming to come out.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Yeah, if the situations were different and you didn't sacrifice your identity for other people, you would have been in a different place today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember a very strange situation in which I told the truth.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of those things where I had a talk with my angels and guides later, and they said, a wise child thinks before speaking.
Yes, I always tell people, engage brain before putting mouth in gear.
Yeah, or at least ask if you should speak on this.
That's right. Well, it was very nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See that? Things like that happen every day, all the time. It's just a remarkable thing. It's just unbelievably remarkable. Even at this stage of my life, it just blows me away, you know. And the eras, the time we're coming to is that growing, that discernment growing, that ability to perceive is growing. And trust me, there are forces that are going to try and keep that down by keeping you scattered in every conceivable way you can. You know, I've been telling people since 1985 that this time in our history and in our progression was coming. Okay, I've been telling people. I mean, I've got every radio show I've ever done on tape, you know, because they, under the law back then, you used to have to run Skimmer, which is a recording of your show, which they don't do anymore, by the way. So I've always kept a copy of those, you know, and I'll go back and check them because I remember, you know. But so this ability is growing in all of us. Don't be afraid of it. It does not go against God. It does not go against religion. You know, that's another thing that really gets on my liver. It really makes me angry. You know? No. Religion is made by man. Your spirituality is internal. Your faith is inside you. You know? Look how many religions there are. God, it's sitting here taking me an hour to try to remember them all and tell you what they all are. But there's only one center, isn't there? There's only one. You know, even scientists today are admitting there's dark matter and dark energy. They have absolutely no idea what it is. They know it's out there. And scientists today are scratching their heads saying there has to be an order. There's some kind of order to this. It's not, they used to think it was all haphazard and, you know, bumping and grinding. No, there's, and they've all realized that there's some kind of order. Of course there is. Of course there is. You know, so it has, you know, religion has nothing to do with this. This is your spirituality. So, you know, keep that going. Keep your internal side going. You know, when people say religion is my faith, no. Your religion is religion. You know, and your faith is what's inside you. Your spirituality is what's inside you. You know? So always remember that, because that's a very important thing to remember. Our call-in numbers tonight are 877-876-5227 for the people in the U.S., and for our Canadian friends, it's 888-810-8322, and again, our direct line is 530-876-3222. If you like the show, please tell your friends. Hey, listen to this crazy guy. You know, I've done radio and television all over the world. I've lectured in colleges and universities. You know, it's something we all can do. You know, gosh, you know, I got to tell you something. Last night, for some odd reason, we had a power failure. And it was about, and I'm out in the country now, see? And we had a power failure about, oh, I don't know, I think it was midnight. And I happened to be up. And I go, wow, so what did I do? I went outside. And it was pitch black. Nothing. No street lights, no house lights, you know, nothing. Nothing was working. And I looked up at the sky and I saw all these amazing stars. These amazing little galaxies, these amazing little worlds, you know? And the fact that there was no lights, you could hear the animals, you know, no lights, no glow, no sky glow, you know, light pollution, none of that. And I sat there and I'm going, this is what early settlers saw. They didn't have electric lights. They didn't have, you know, headlights on their cars. They had little lanterns. But when they closed those off at night, it was dark, and they just looked, and they observed, and they communed. You see? And that's very difficult to do today. They didn't have television. They didn't have radio. They didn't have, you know, game stations or Playboys or cable television or telephones or cell phones or God knows what else other gadget is out there. You know what they had? They had each other. And they had God, and they had their surroundings. But they had that they communed among each other. Their intuition was much higher. Why? Because they were unencumbered. You know, their main thing was survival. And trying to get through, you know, this great new land. Even early man. You know, the early man was a lot smarter than we ever gave him credit for. And I believe, firmly believe, that the ability to perceive is much higher in early man than it is today. Because of that very thing. You know, they had more opportunity to be able to just be and not being force-fed all this information. You know, I mean, you want to get an example? What if I tell you, you know, I think I said this last week, turn off your electrical breaker in the house. How long before you start climbing the walls? You know, good exercise to think about things like that. It's just, like I said, it's an amazing world we live in. We're in an amazing place in the world today. And our evolution as a people, our evolution as a species, our evolution as spiritual beings. You know, we're at a pinnacle right now for the transition, for the flip, I want to say, you know. That's the most amazing thing. We're just spiritual beings trying to understand what it's like to be human. And you know what? It ain't easy. We're going, oh, heck, we could do this. Sure, heck, that's a piece of cake. All of a sudden we get here and go, God, I never expected this. Geez, I didn't consider that. That's why there are lessons. That's why you've been here before. That's why you'll come back until you fulfill that lesson. You know, I mean, it would be arrogant and vain thinking to think one lifetime is going to give you enough knowledge and ability to sit before the center. Give me a break. You guys know better than that. For those of you who called in tonight, I thank you so very, very much for calling in. We'll do this again next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. West Coast, and 8 p.m. East Coast, and let's see, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. You know, but I enjoyed. Listen, if you enjoy what I do, send some feedback. Let us know. I'd appreciate it. I really, really would. And remember, my friends, we're all part of the same family. And why do I do this? Because I love people. I love you guys. I really, really do. You know, we have to stick together. We really have to stick together. And there's forces out there that are trying to keep us scattered. And if you think I'm full of beans, you think about, in the course of the day, what diverts your attention. You know, kind of get an idea of what I'm saying. But you know what? You know, it'll happen without you ever telling me, because you'll see it. If you'd like to set an appointment with you, you can call my office at area code 815-498-9065. That's 815-498-9065. Or my web address is johu.com, www.johu.com. Again, I thank you for listening. I love you so very, very much. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.